This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. School is starting in Simo Springs. Today is the first day of school for sixth graders at the middle school and ninth graders at Simo Springs High School. Everyone else starts tomorrow in the district. In Hayden, today is the first day of school. School starts in Sirocco tomorrow on Tuesday. Mauve County Schools started last week. Tomorrow morning, Tuesday, that semi-truck that went off the road on Highway 40 in Mount Harris Canyon will be recovered and towed back onto the road. The Colorado Department of Transportation will have one lane closed, and then when the semi is pulled back onto the road, there will be a full lane closure. This starts around 9 o'clock in the morning. Once again, it's tomorrow. Should take about 6 to 7 hours, so plan accordingly. Michelle Meyer from the Colorado Ag Alliance in Steamboat Springs has joined the Colorado Department of Agriculture as the new Markets Division Senior Program Manager. She's also on the Colorado Food Systems Advisory Council. The Route County Fair wrapped up over the weekend in Hayden. The community barbecue was Saturday night. Over 800 people were there for it. And then most went to the livestock auction in the barn where the 4-H kids auctioned off their animals. Amy Charity was there with the Steamboat Gravel Ride, and she bought a pig from one of the 4-H kids. Sunday was the Steamboat Gravel Ride. It started very early in the morning with four heats of riders, totaling 3,000 athletes riding through Route County. Race organizers made big changes to the event this year to respect requests of rural residents along the route. Amy Charity says the biggest request was to the riders to respect the route, as in Route County, when they were out there on the rural roads.
They've listened to our message, and that was incredible to see. I think we've driven change here. I'm really proud of what the community has done. I'm proud of what the riders have done, and we couldn't be happier about how it unfolded.
The winner of the longest leg, 125 miles, was returning champion Keegan Swenson, with Lauren Stevens winning for the women. Later in the evening, everyone still at the finish line came down to welcome the last rider across. That was Kristen Myers in the 40 to 49-year-old age group from Denton, Texas, riding 125 miles. She finished in 3 hours, 37 minutes, and 52 seconds, and everyone was cheering, waiting for her at the finish line. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.